Welcome to the Dogs and Deadlifts, Building Better Dogs podcast. If you like a podcast that is raw, unfiltered, and authentic, you have come to the right place. Our goal is to bring clarity around canine fitness and conditioning. We help people ignite their dog's performance and build better dogs. Join your host, Daniel Rose, as we discuss fitness, nutrition, and mindset for dogs. Let's do this. Are you lacking some clarity around dog nutrition, dog fitness, or scent work? You are not alone. Learn how to ignite your dog's physical and mental performance, safe, systematic, and injury-free. Yes, you can improve your dog's physical and mental performance and achieve amazing results following the Dogs and Deadlifts programming. Because this work is not just about you, it's whom you do it with. We understand you want to make sure your coach is the right fit. Get access to certified canine athlete specialist coach and owner of Dogs and Deadlifts, Daniel Rose. And you can figure out how to get the results you're looking for, whether it is your dog's general behavior, athletic performance, or sports scent detection. Book your 30-minute free online discovery call with Daniel today. The link is shown in the notes below.
So welcome back to the Dogs and Deadlifts podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Rose. And today we have Lisa Gorenflot from Man Trailing Global. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me.
No, I want to say thank you very much, for coming on the show. As we sort of mentioned just briefly before that, it's leading up to Christmas, crazy time. So really want to say thank you very much for making the time. We've got heaps to talk about and I'm super excited for this podcast.
Yeah, I've always got time to talk dogs.
So. For sure. No, awesome. So before we get into, what is man trailing and a little bit about, your business, et cetera, let's sort of dial it back and give us a little bit about who is Lisa and how you got to this point in your life and in your dog training career and your business career. Literally go as back as far as you wish or as little as you want.
It takes some time then. Take a cup of tea. So I've started like probably most dog trainers when I was very young. I started competing when I was 10. Actually, my grandma got me into dog sports, which is typical here. I'm originally from Germany. That's where I'm living currently as well. So back to the roots, basically. After living in the UK for 5 years and in the US for 3 years. And after my sports career, I kind of went on to train with dogs out of fighting rings in the US, rehabilitating them and helping them. Also, some normal dog training, the puppy classes and all that I did up in North Carolina. I helped out a dog trainer. And it went all the way. And then I got hired to train German Shepherds for personal protection in the UK. Yeah. So I moved over to the UK and then, it kind of went from there. I got my first business going because where I was working wasn't very much agreeing with the conditions the dogs were living under. And it was very much a horrific situation. So I decided to, get my own business going together with someone else. And who was also working there at the same time. And we decided that's it. We're no longer working under these conditions and we're gonna take the matters in our own hands, basically. And we actually, we met up in a little back garden garage. So it's like the ultimate story, really. And that's where I created my first business is in the back garden in a little garage. That's where I started then with, getting my dog training going and my, I did home boarding as well. Yeah. And all of that because you know, that's just to see how it goes. And I had four jobs at the same time to actually get my business off the ground, and being able to support that. And then, I got into man trailing over back in Germany when I was over here. And that was about 8 years ago now. And I always love nose work as such, like the tracking part of the IGP. So my background is also in IGP. I kind of got drawn into the first man trailing workshop, where my friend was like, oh, you know, I need a partner to go with, so do you want to come? I was like, yeah, well, I'll check it out. And I pretty much got hooked. Like, it's basically, I'm everyone else too. Everyone that does man trailing for the first time, that's what happens. You kind of go, you're like, not sure about this, sounds pretty cool, but, you know, we'll check it out. And then you're hooked like that. Yeah. And that's what happened to me. And never looked back. I did my man trailing international instructor, first assistant instructor, then instructor course. Or instructor certification, and that was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I never looked back.
For sure. And from that, you know, I know we're going to talk about, you know, man trailing global, but, you know, we obviously have to appreciate the origins as well. That where, you know, so you started as man trailing UK.
Yeah, we started as man trailing UK, because I never thought that, you know, this was possible, that it was possible to go global, because man trailing has been existing over here in Europe, especially in Germany, Austria and Switzerland for a very long time. So I knew that it wasn't in the UK. No one did it for pet dog owners. So that's why I got very, very, it kind of snowballed. I felt like I had to, you know, clone myself. Had to create more leases to be able to put up with demand.
Yeah.
And that's how it came to actually come up with the instructor course together with someone else that helped me out to actually create the instructor course what it is today. And she was a professional, or is a professional, I suppose. It was amazing to work together with her, and she's still helping out nowadays to perfect it. But it was, and it got pretty big in the UK. We have a lot of instructors over there, in Scotland, in Wales, in England, as well as Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
So then, we decided that it's time. It was actually, I think it was November, or beginning of November this year, where we said, okay, we've now been to Canada this year. We've been invited across the globe, really, as well as having instructors in Finland, in Switzerland, in Canada, in the US, you know, and Ireland, all over the world, really. So Mantrailing UK doesn't really fit the game anymore. So that's why we rebranded into Mantrailing Global.
Yeah.
Also for our instructors to represent it as it is, like a global business that it is right now, and a kind of unity as well, because I always thought that when you belong as an instructor, you belong to Mantrailing UK, but you live in the US, you know. So that's why Mantrailing Global seems like the right way to go.
Yeah, awesome. And I know, look, we're going to talk, you know, a fair bit more about, you know, instructor certifications and things like that a little bit later, but, you know, I know that we've, you know, chatted previously, and we, you know, you let me know that, you know, there was a bit of a rebranding happening, and I was super excited to, you know, to learn that as well. So I agree with what we said. It, you know, it makes, you know, even someone in, you know, let's look at Australia, New Zealand, you know, anywhere else, to be part of Mantrailing Global is certainly, you know, an exciting point, you know, not to say to be part of Mantrailing UK is not exciting.
I love Mantrailing UK and how it's just evolving, isn't it? Like
exactly.
Every business is as well, and going with everything that's coming. So
for sure, awesome. So let's dial it right back. You know, so you know, we'll talk about you know, first of all, and this is going to be a question that I guess that you get a lot, right? And it is, you know, what is Mantrailing for the, you know, for the pet dog?
So first of all, it's not a dating app. We had people ask that before.
Yep.
Is it a dating app with dogs? Like, no, but it's actually quite a good idea. So
that's right.
Yeah, so man trailing is the search for a specific person with a dog. So our dogs work on leads at all times, which means that the dogs that participate, they don't need to have a recall. They don't need to have basic obedience. They can be the wild child. We actually quite enjoy working with the wild child because they get to hone and focus, which, they usually the dogs are, when people go, oh, I'm not quite sure. He's quite wild and, he's not very obedient. And these are usually the dogs that go, yeah, I love this game. But and then it comes surprising to the dog handler, usually the owner, and oh my God, my dog is so good at this. I was like, yes, no. But yeah, so man trailing is where a person, we call it the trail layer, goes and leaves a scent article. Now, that could be something that they touch or that they set on. It can be a clothing item, anything like that, that we the trail layer leaves for the dog, then goes and hides. Basically, depending on how far along in the training the dog is, the trail is longer, sometimes shorter. It depends. We're very, very much to the individual, and also make it difficult as well as easier for the dog, whatever the dog needs, really. And then the person goes and hides. Then we get the dog out. We have the dog on a about 10-meter line, which is about 32.8 foot, as I've now realized since I've been to the US. And then the dog is on a harness as well because they will be pulling. We want the dog to be comfortable. I always compare it to a bad fitting shoe or a bad fitting bra where you always go and like kind of wiggle around and you're like, oh, this doesn't fit right. So I want my dogs to be super comfortable when they go do it. So then we put the harness on, we put the long line on. We ask the dog to sniff the article, the scent article that's been left by the trailer, and then the dog can go and match that scent from the scent article to the trail that's available to the dog, and then go and find the person. So it does come from a search and rescue background, which is also one of my backgrounds, the search and rescue world, which I dearly miss because I can't do it at the moment. I can't commit to it anymore, but still supporting it in the background and the cheerleader in the background. But no, it's a very simple game to learn for the dogs, and they can be very successful very quickly. And I think that quick success and that for people to actually see what their dogs are capable of is what gets them really hooked.
For sure. And you mentioned earlier, for me, I love things that have a low barrier entry. I often compare, I do, like a sports scent detection type class as well, and to get started it's very low entry, and compared to say, some people that they may go out and they may be doing agility and they may want to buy all the agility equipment, etc. So I love that about this type of sport, and and it can also be done, obviously depending on the level and the training of your dog, in all types of environments.
Absolutely. So we work in rural environments, semi-rural, as well as urban and semi-urban environments. So that really depends on the training, how far along in the training the dog is, because what really is important with the trailing, obviously you can imagine, we're asking the dog to follow a specific scent. However, there's huge amounts of different scents in on the ground and in the environment anyway. So from other people, from other animals, other dogs, and we ask the dog to filter out that one scent to be able to do it. So the more contamination, as you call it, the more difficult it can become. Now, contamination and difficulty can be quite individual to each dog. So, for example, for a hunting dog, it might be more difficult to lay a trail in the woods where there's lots of other animal scents around, because that can be quite distracting to that dog, right? So, for our Labradors that love people, going in urban environments into town center where everyone's like, yay, and they've got a hot dog in their hand as well, that's like the jackpot of all times for the Labrador. And to be able to focus then onto the trail, that's what makes it quite difficult, and that's what we slowly have to build up for the dogs to be able to still succeed, really, because What I really want is every dog to succeed and to have a happy feeling, and the same for the owner as well. Because, you know, let's be honest, we all want to succeed, so we want our dogs to succeed, and it's not a very good feeling when that doesn't happen. So we always set up our dogs and our dog and owner teams for success. That's very important for me.
Yeah,
we do make it more difficult, but still, it's important for me to have lots and lots of success.
For sure. And you know with anything new, you need to crawl before you walk. Yeah. So we want to make sure that
Absolutely.
we hit those targets before we move on to any form of dog training. We need to make sure that we're hitting our goals before we move on. But so another thing that I love about this particular sport, it's so open to all breeds.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got literally anything you can think of, from teeny tiny Chihuahua to Great Dane. We've got it all, really. I mean, we had a Czechoslovakian wolf dog in America. Now we've just been to, that was in Florida, actually. We've been to Florida as well, and we have the typical breeds that you would use for hunting humans or hunting that scent. Is our hunting breeds, but also herding breeds. We get a lot of little dogs as well, because they can be absolutely awesome. We've had a beautiful Rottie in when I gave a workshop up in Chicago. We have dogs that are that's in terms of breed, but also what's great about man trailing is that it's very inclusive also for our reactive dog owners. I'm saying dog owners as well, because dogs are, are one part of the game, but I think it's also for our reactive dog owners that it's nice for them to actually be in a group where they feel included, and it's not like, oh, you've got a barky shepherd, you need to be out of class, because it's barking, and that's what we want to have, or give the feeling as well of, you are included, you're part of this, and your dog is damn good at it as well. So it's as much for the dog learning to be more confident through man trailing, to have the priorities instead of maybe barking at a dog at the trail, and focusing on that. And we've had great success with giving people people and dogs more confidence going out and about with their dogs. And it's really growing as a team. I mean, I've had one of our instructors, our head instructors actually, she has a team with a big German Shepherd, the big fluffy ones, we call them old German ones, that's the big fluffy ones. And he was very reactive to people and dogs and everything. And I mean, he lost his shit. It was like a bear, bear trying to go at you. And it took him about a year. And now, the owner actually cried as well when this happened. She was capable, and the dog more so was capable as well, to trail through a train station. So that was just absolutely fantastic, because the dog finally was able to take all that confidence, literally not care about anything that was in the way, just follow the trail, didn't react to men and hat with hats. That was his thing as well, a little bit. And he just trailed through the train station, and there we go, and the owner was like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. It was just because we put the focus of the dog onto something else. And it was more important for the dog to focus on the trail rather than reacting to anything else. And I think it's a lot of confidence building for the dogs and the owners as well. And also gives sports dogs, for example, agility dogs or IGP dogs that are, older, and they can't do their sport anymore. They can't compete anymore, but it still gives them something to do.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of different varieties of dog owners that come to us to do man trailing, which is absolutely great. And it makes it very, for us, very interesting, because we work with lots of different dogs and people.
Yeah, for sure. So what's generally you know, the youngest that comes along in regards to, we're going to talk about how, you know, classes are situated and things like that, or introductions, you know. Yeah.
But yeah. I think you said, what's the youngest age? So
yeah,
the youngest age I started was 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that was my puppy, actually. Mm-hmm. I get the puppy and I start right away with the training. I do that in scent detection as well. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's important to start as soon as possible because, and this is the biggest question I get from people as well, doing scent detection or man training, mm-hmm. either is it more important to do puppy class, and does my dog not need to know obedience before mm-hmm. it does those things? And I think it goes alongside each other. I think it's very important to have both because mm-hmm. it's building a team, it's achieving something together, and it's very, very important, I think, to get this bond going very, very early. Now, obviously, depending on the country, it's required to be, you know, with the vaccinations, you have to make sure mm-hmm. that it's safe for the puppy to go out. Mm-hmm. So always make sure you check with your vet before.
Yeah, awesome. So you've been building this team, I suppose, in the UK and then, you know, obviously global now. So what does your primarily does your team, you know, or the, you know, the instructors do? You know, I've obviously done a little bit of research and I know a little bit about it, you know. They're offering introductions and then potentially regular classes and things like that. Is that, primarily what the bulk of the instructors are doing?
Yeah. So there's our instructors and then there's our head instructors. Our head instructors are the ones that you're probably going to meet on instructor courses as well, some of them. Mm-hmm. And they teach the courses and they are there for actually continuous CPD, mm-hmm. to provide continuous CPD for our instructors. Yep. And our instructors are primarily doing introduction courses and training, so follow-on sessions mm-hmm. For their clients. And they're also getting hosted by other dog trainers that, you know, don't want to be an instructor, but they want to, you know, provide their clients with something else. For example, you know, uh-huh. a training session a month or an introduction course here or there, just to give them something else. So our instructors are being hosted as well as offering their training and introduction themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Now, I know that, I just want to take a little bit of, a step to the right at the moment and, tell us about, the USA trip that you just come back from.
So I've just come back from my USA trip. It was about 3.5 weeks. I was over in the US. Mm-hmm. We started out in Houston, Texas, and it was so much fun. I've never been to Texas before, so it was quite an experience, really, really cool. And we did a workshop first. We had a 2-day workshop. We had 15 people, 15 dog handlers and some spectators as well on there. We were three of our head instructors. So it was myself and then Emma and Catherine, which are also head instructors. Mm-hmm. And we had Steve with us as well. He's our professional photographer. So he had to come along as well. I dragged him over from Northern Ireland. I'm like, Steve, you need to come. Like, oh, what a troll. we had lots and lots of fun. What's important for me is to work in little groups as well. So when we have, I usually have about one head instructor for five people. Mm-hmm. So we can make sure that, you know, small teams, but also be very, it's just as much learning as possible for the dog handler as well as the dog. Mm-hmm. Also making sure that everyone's got a break in between as well to make sure they can process the information. But so we did the first 2 days and then we did a 5-day instructor course. Mm-hmm. So we had five instructors on there and they were from out of state as well. We had someone from Connecticut, flying from Connecticut to do the course. And it was a very intense course. So all of our instructor courses are very intense courses, even with people that have done man training before. We got feedback that, man, I've been to a lot of courses, but this one really got to me. just because it's a lot of information and, you know, we want to make sure that you get your money's worth as well. So that's Yeah, but it was super. The instructor course in Texas, and they all passed their assessments as well. So we have a practical assessment and a theoretical assessment that everyone needs to pass at the end of the course. So it's not just a sit down kind of course. You pay the money and then that's it. Then there's your certificate. Thank you very much. That's not what it's like. We also have our instructor courses are by application only, so we don't take just anyone that pays the money on the course. For me, it's very important that everyone represents, or we all represent each other, and it just needs to be the right fit for our team. And yeah, so then not to, I kind of start deviating off, don't I?
That's okay.
I know this, I know that.
From Texas.
No, but yeah, from Texas. And then we went on to do another workshop after that. So it was 9 days all in all work in Texas. And that was also 15 people from all over the state. And it was a very good mix of people as well as dogs. Some dogs were very powerful. Some dogs were some were reactive with people. It was just great to see. We can do a lot over 2 days. It's quite astonishing, really, when you think about 2 days. Maybe what the dog gets about six trails, maybe eight max, throughout the 2 days, and the dogs just get it like that. And the change within the dogs, even with the reactive dogs, I classify nervous as reactive as well.
So
It's
sorry.
just amazing.
So just confirming, so the dogs that are coming to the workshop, the 2-day workshop, have they had any previous experience, or they are just green?
No, they're absolutely green. So we take onto our workshops. We take all kinds of levels of dogs. We had dogs in Florida, for example. We had some dogs that were that's where we moved on to after Texas. So I flew to Florida to do another workshop just to kind of connect the dots. Yeah, they we had a mix of dogs that have done it before, from a different kind of angle, not the fun side. It was more the operational side, or dogs that were certain to be in. And then we had dogs that have never done it before. So it was a great mix of dogs. We take all dogs. It doesn't matter if they're reactive or if they are, afraid, if they're nervous, if they're reactive to people, dogs, whatever it is. If they're the happy lab that wants to do more than just laying on the sofa, that's we can show you what your dog is capable of and that they are actually capable of finding people.
Awesome. And just on that, obviously we talk about man trailing being a team as well. For those people out there that are thinking, oh shit, I'm not fit enough, or I'm not healthy enough to to be walking around the woods for hours and hours at a time, can you dispel that myth for us?
So you should have asked me as well, what's the age range with people as well
I didn't want to be too
that
rude.
do this? No, we literally, I mean, we have people in, I think our oldest one is going up to 79, that is doing it at the moment with her dog. We don't like there are different ways of doing man trailing. Like with every dog training, there's a thousand ways to roam. So we don't ever run with our dogs. It's very important for us to be safe for the dog as well as obviously the person, the dog handler, because they're a team after all. And some of the dogs are very strong, so it's just not safe to run. Dogs are, trying to overshoot corners otherwise, and all those things. So it's not like you have to run around in the woods for hours. So our trails, our maximum length trails that we usually do are anywhere between 400 and maybe 600-700 meters. But that's only with more advanced dogs. We with new dogs, so green dogs, I think it's not more than, I guess, about 50 meters, if even. We always say you can run, but you can't hide, because some of our trail layers are very, you know, a very sporty nature. And then they, you know, they can run away. So it's kind of like catching them. That being said, our exercises are actually based, a lot of them are based on operational experiences.
Awesome. Awesome. So from Florida, where did we head off from there?
So then from Florida, Gatorland, from Gatorland we went over to Chicago.
Yeah, awesome.
So that was my last trip then over to Chicago for also a 2-day workshop. The workshops are usually, and this was in Chicago as well, we did a mix of theory as well as practical, because especially for people that haven't done it before, or even also in Chicago, we had some people in that have done it before operationally. And they even said, you know, it was very interesting to see the theory behind it, because we talk about the science of scent. And then also about, you know, how we do it. So people just get an idea of what it is, because I think when you say man trailing, it's more, people don't have an idea of what the dog's actually doing. Whereas, like you said, you know, you have agility, you put an A-frame in front of them or a jump. Well, you know, common sense tells you my dog needs to jump over it, or crawl under it, or, you know, do something with it. However, with man trailing, it's quite hard for people to envision what it actually looks like. So it's important for me to give some background to make sure that we have a plan, because just going in some into something blindly, depending on, you know, what the dog is like, can backfire. So we just make sure that we prepare everyone and prepare the dog handler before we get the dog out as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, certainly, you know, you've already stated earlier that, you know, it's just gone from strength to strength in regards to, you know, people making inquiries and wanting to jump on board, especially globally now, hence the rebrand. And I'm seeing that obviously with other detection type sports, especially over the last let's just say 5 years. You know, there's just the public out there is just looking for other things to do with their dogs that are stimulating the mind, that physically hitting ticking all the boxes, and it's great to see that. Like you said, you've gone from the UK, USA, Canada, and I've seen earlier this morning some other potentials for 2023 as well, which we'll talk about a little bit coming up in a little bit.
Everyone's waiting for
That's
those.
it. That's right. And
Say
that's right. So, right now, obviously, you're a huge driving factor behind that. And are you, getting, more and more inquiries on around the globe on a weekly basis?
Yeah. So we get inquiries from all over the world. We get inquiries now from Africa. We had one from Taiwan. We had quite a few over from Asia, actually, the Asia way. It's making sure, though, that we grow, you know, steadily. I don't want it to explode, and then, you know, I'm trying to prepare as best as I can for. But no, it is really, we're getting a lot of inquiries from the US to host us. We have a hosting program where the host gets a spot for free if they host us, for the instructor course as well as for the workshops. Obviously, Canada, we're going back to Canada and US, but I'm not going to reveal the dates yet. I'm going to let you take care of that. But yeah, New Zealand as well, and obviously Australia.
That's it. That's it. So
Yeah.
we're in the process, obviously, of looking at some dates for Australia and New Zealand. Which is super exciting. And obviously, people listening to the podcast can reach out to you. We'll give websites and social media and stuff a little bit later. But I definitely think that it'll be super exciting for you guys to come out to the Australia and New Zealand. You can stop off on Bali and Thailand on the way home if you wish.
That actually is not such a bad idea, you know,
I
while we're over anyways.
know. That's exactly right. It's only just a slight detour, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we were joking. We're like, oh, we're going to start needing to hire a private plane because we're literally hopping all over the place, and driving is just not possible anymore. So just have to turn our plane now. We're going to call it the Mantrailing Global Plane.
That's it. You can't just go jump on a ferry over, from the UK.
No, not possible.
No, awesome. So yeah, just on that, like I said, we're kicking around some dates, and they're to be confirmed very soon. At this stage, sort of mid 2023 to come down here. Locations and stuff like that, which we're still working on. But for those Aussies that are tuning in, I know there's a percentage of Aussies and some from New Zealand. Please, keep an eye out and reach out to Lisa and the team, and be sure to stay up to date around that in the next little while. Hopefully we can announce those, which is super exciting.
Absolutely. Can't wait to come over. It's my first time in Australia and New Zealand as well, so.
That's it. And like we've talked about it before, before COVID hit, obviously there was a little bit of bit of noise coming from Australia as well, and you guys were started to plan. So obviously I'm up here in Queensland, but there's the East Coast, West Coast. So we just nut out what's gonna I suppose in regards to time frame and what's gonna suit you guys best as well. But like I said, reach out to Lisa if you're interested, and we'll take it one step at a time. But before we get sort of too much around that, it's been really awesome to have a chat. And is there anything really that you feel like out people out there, whether they're they're listening and going, what is man trailing, and they're looking to get involved with their pet dog, or they're a dog trainer, and we talked about this, they're a dog trainer, they've been doing group classes, and they're they've obedience type classes, behavioral consults, and they're looking for something different to add to their toolbox and to their clients. Is there anything else you'd like to sort of throw out there or talk about? Because I'm open.
I really think that this is something like you've never done before for your clients as well as for yourself. It's challenging, but it's also people get hooked very, very easily on it. Like I said, it's my story really. I got hooked and look where I'm now. The extreme version. No, it really is. It's easy to get involved. You don't need much. You need a dog. You need a harness and a lead, and a bit of food that the dog really likes, or a toy. It's very, very simple. It's very easy for the dogs to understand, for the people to understand. It's very addictive. People that usually, if you say describe man training with one word, they're going to describe it as addictive. So, just be ready to get in for to be in for a real treat. I mean, this is amazing, just simply amazing, adventurous, and just fun, just loads and loads of fun.
Awesome. All right. So, Lisa, before you head off, of course, I want to say thank you very much. But how can and where can people reach out to you?
So if you send an email to our office, info@mantrailingglobal.com, that will then go straight land with me and as well as Catherine, who is in the office. And yeah, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions, anything about the sport itself, about hosting the instructor course. Just give us a shout. We're just like Daniel said, we're in the process of securing the dates with everyone. We have quite a lot of inquiries now that we're planning in the US. We're talking Texas is confirmed as well. Chicago, California, Rhode Island, Seattle, and then up to Canada. So that's April, May, and then obviously we're gonna plan the dates for Australia as well and New Zealand. So yeah, if you've got any inquiries, just go send them our way, info@mantrailingglobal.com. And also, if you want to have a little look before you actually send that email, I wanted to check us out. Just go to www.mantrailingglobal.com. We also have our the countries as well. So you could go to mantrailingaustralia.com and check out the under the find an instructor. Obviously in Australia, we don't have any instructors yet, but that's to come. So, but yeah, if you go to, for example, mantrailinguk.com or mantrailingusa.com or mantrailingcanada.com, you will find an interactive map under find an instructor, and there will be instructors there where you can just check on the map where you are at and who's closest to you. And their details are on there as well. So easy to get in touch then with an instructor yourself if you're planning on getting involved.
That's it. Awesome. So Lisa, thank you very much. Look, I said, you know, really appreciate you coming on and educating us a little bit about, you know, what Man Trailing is, and also Man Trailing Global. It's certainly been an honor. And look, I really look forward to meeting you obviously in person in 2023. And, you know, we will obviously, for me, we'll be in touch quite regularly. However, you know, for those people around the world, especially my listener base in the US, the UK, and obviously down here in Australia, if you have any queries, questions, or you know, concerns at all, please feel free to reach out to Lisa and her team. I'm sure they'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. So on that note, once again, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
You too.
Are you lacking some clarity around dog nutrition, dog fitness, or scent work? You are not alone. Learn how to ignite your dog's physical and mental performance safe, systematic, and injury-free. Yes, you can improve your dog's physical and mental performance and achieve amazing results following the Dogs and Deadlifts programming. Because this work is not just about you, it's whom you do it with. We understand you want to make sure your coach is the right fit. Get access to certified canine athlete specialist coach and owner of Dogs and Deadlifts, Daniel Rose. And you can figure out how to get the results you're looking for, whether it is your dog's general behavior, athletic performance, or sports scent detection. Book your 30-minute free online discovery call with Daniel today. The link is shown in the notes below.